Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome back. We had a computer failure on our end again, so we know now that this will be the new machine forever. It works great. Tastes great, less filling.
Rachel, it seems like you and your son have a fantastic relationship.
That's good.
The only thing I can say is it's the women that came along that married my son. It's just like they've cast some kind of spell over them.
Yeah, always blame the other person, mother.
Well,
because your child has never done anything wrong ever. It's Angel Pierce Snow and has never done anything wrong to anybody else. It's always every single other person on earth except your own child.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you did. You just said it.
You are a prime example of why some male species eat their young.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't live in La La Land. My bad. Life is real, and sometimes it's a bitch. Yeah.
Well, Ben, you just keep hitting it and hitting it hard in the professional sense. Okay? Yeah. Ben's just saying, Jim, you seem to be in a lovely mood today.
Oh, I'm in a good mood, actually. Same mood I always am. If I'm in a bad mood, I wouldn't be here. Yes, this is good stuff. I'm just saying. Every mother says the same thing. Oh, my boy, he's a good boy. I watch these documentaries where they're picking up these freaking, some of them are under 18, some are not 18, for murder. Oh, he's a good boy. How in the fuck do you just say your kid's a good boy when somebody's dead?
Boy, I don't know.
How can you say that? He's a good boy. And then they lie to the cops so they won't pick him up and stuff. Your kid just killed somebody. Stand the fuck tall. You killed somebody, get your ass up there and face the music. Damn it.
Yes, Ben, stay away from females. They will destroy you.
Oh, so you're advocating homosexuality?
Lone wolf, get rich, and make up your mind.
So then you're advocating excessive masturbation.
Do what you got to do, don't you?
I'm just saying.
Oh, look who came out on it. What's her name? Billie Eilish?
Eilish.
She is an outed lesbian.
Outed? What does outed mean?
It means she's out of the closet.
Okay, I didn't know if it... Outed almost sounds like somebody outed them. I outed you.
She did get outed, and she terribly happy
about it. I got you.
It.
Yeah, because when I hear somebody got outed, it sounds like somebody called them out.
And she is a public advocate regarding masturbation. She said it makes her feel really good, very healthy. You know, she's like nourishing herself. And I think that there's a lot more going on out there than people know about. And what about these women that have this constant, I saw that on one of those HBO sex shows.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for a long time.
Remember, she kept having orgasms?
Yeah. That sounds like a psychological thing than anything.
Well, and her dad was saying, somebody's got to help her. You know, because she just couldn't have a life. Anyway, are we moving here?
Oh, yeah, I'm just waiting on you.
All right, well, we should go to our next...
All right, 520, back online, and glad you stayed with us
God.
Back, and Olisa.
You know, I just kept hitting redial.
That's good. See, you were wise. She was wise. Well, I guess that's good, though, folks. When the show ends, just... Like somebody hit a switch there was a problem. There's a pretty good chance we're going to try to bring it back online. And we did find it.
Jim needs to take that computer musky fishing.
I'm not getting rid of the computer when this is the only thing that it crashes on. It doesn't crash on anything else except doing this. So it just won't be used for this. That's all. Very simple. You have other options. You have a freaking tablet over there that has a keyboard or wherever you put it.
I've got it.
Yeah, so you have options, so don't complain.
It might be no good anymore. We'll have to see.
Why would it be no good?
Well, because, you know, computers become obsolete.
Yeah, they do that in 6 months. It's a tap. It's like a big giant phone is all it is.
All right.
Lisa's time.
Lisa.
Oh, you guys. Oh, you're such a blessing to the planet.
Well,
you've
been holding for over an hour. You were holding for over an hour.
Yeah, you should.
And then the show crashed.
Yeah.
That's pretty shitty if you don't come back. We're back.
Thank you for coming back.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you. I just kept hitting you down. I don't know why, but I thought, I remember seeing the moon last night, and I thought, there's weird stuff going on in the skies. It's probably affecting everyone. Well, okay, so this is what's going on. I've had a lot of contact with my neighbor today, and it's because, well, my son, who's an adult, well into adulthood, needed some time away, so he's going to come here, stay with me for the next few days, like five or so days. And so, if I had private time with you, I'd go into detail. But how do you see my life within the next week or so? The neighbor's been very kind, very nice, very attentive.
So the gist of this is your son is coming to visit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's married. He's a family man. And he's just coming down here for a few days.
All right.
By himself.
Yeah.
I feel like some subtext to all of this, but we'll see.
And there is, big time,
Okay.
So, and I did finalize the house, so that's gone in.
Well, hey, if you came out
You're right. I should be happy. You're right. I should be happy.
Well, the next one will be an abundant profit. Look at it this way.
Thank you.
You helped somebody get a house that maybe couldn't have if it had been at its true retail price or whatever they call it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, let me see here. Something is brewing up on top. The top of the layout is generally involves the current moment. And I'm going to tell you, there's like news coming to you that isn't good. So you should brace yourself for that.
Huh.
And if that's part of things that are happening that are better left off the show,
Right. Then
that is what it relates to, okay?
Is the news regarding the sale of the house or my son?
I think it's the son.
It's something not business related, right?
Yeah, not business related.
Not business related, so it goes to the other side of the coin. Family, friendship, something close to home, right?
Yes, it looks like there's your neighbor is going to actually be very supportive for you if you need somebody to talk to. You know, he strikes me in your cards as if he's walking around with his head in the clouds these days. He doesn't know what's going on.
Has he ever?
I'm not going to get this keyboard off of here.
You brought it up.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he goes through these like emotional fits where one minute he's very abrupt and cold. Then it's like he hibernates. Then he wants to come out and he's sorry and he has regrets and he wants to treat you better, like with kid gloves on. And he cycles. And maybe that's the nature of if he's narcissistic, I don't.
He's broken.
Yeah.
His brain is broke.
That's what it is.
He's got a broken brain. He needs brain glue.
Well,
he needs glue to glue his broken brain back together.
Yeah, there are people walking around like that.
Right. Anyway, what, Deb? You were talking, and then you started playing with your little machine.
Well,
fuck your machine.
There's a female that wants here. That you've got a queen of spades, who is your nemesis. Now, I could go with physical characteristics, but I have a feeling it may be deeper than that. Spade people that are seen as being spades are often dark hair. They can be of a different ethnic type of culture, but more personality traits. They are judgy. There's right and there's wrong, and there is no gray in between, you know. So it's really hard to say if this is the one. I think it's the one. The one that one minute she looks like she's going to be nice to you, and then the next, I don't know, she's broken too.
Is that his friend, the neighbor's friend, or someone I know that's
it's
in my circle?
Friend. Yeah. And, you know, I think your neighbor does a lot of speaking with her casually. And I feel like she says things about you behind your back.
Really?
And, yeah.
Which, is this the one she confronted at the party?
Yes.
Okay, that friend.
That one's never going to be your friend. You know, once women have a falling out, men can patch it up. I don't know about women. I don't know, because I've never really seen it happen. And now she's like your antichrist running around.
Oh, my
so,
God. If she's dark-haired, I'm wondering, oh, well, I'll just watch it. You know, I'm not.
Beware.
I wonder if he would tell me, you know, if there's anyone.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah,
we don't,
sure.
If we don't have a need to know, we don't need to know. And
right.
Sometimes that's what may be really upsetting. Is better not, you know. Like I said to Jim, my army son is going to be home here by day after tomorrow for a short visit before he deploys over to Poland. And I said, Jim, if you find out that he is really going to Israel, don't tell me.
Yep.
I don't want to know.
That's a massive invasion that's so secretive nobody knows.
It's called a cleanup operation.
There's nothing what are you cleaning up, Deb? We don't have many feet on the ground in Gaza, Deb. Very few people do. You don't want to be there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's off the topic.
Totally off the topic.
Yeah. I think your son is coming to tell you something, too. So maybe try your best to be Switzerland. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I would say try not to take a side. But it's hard. It's like what Jim said before. Well, my son might have murdered that person, but he's a good boy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm trying to connect these two.
What is that example of?
I don't know. I don't know. Things just sort of got away from me. Meaning that she may want to just side with her son, but maybe she should just stay.
Oh, yeah, we don't know any details, but there could be some. Remember when somebody, even if you believe everything they say, they tell you a story, their side of the. Remember, it's their side of the story.
And what is Dr.
Everybody embellishes.
Dr.
All of us
Phil
will embellish
says
when we.
There's two sides to
yes.
every pancake.
Her side, although there's three sides, right?
Yeah.
There's his side, her side, and then the real truth in the middle, usually,
yes,
right? Yeah. So always, we should all take that as a Anytime somebody close to us tells us things, sometimes we want 100% believe them without question, we probably shouldn't do that.
Stay as bipartisan as you can.
Don't make
but judgments. You know, when a boy comes to visit his mama, there's a reason for that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of times it's also for a visit sometimes, too.
Without the family? I don't know.
Well, it's a million different circumstances, and we can't get into it. You can visit somebody just for... Why would you take your whole family down and be in an apartment for 2 days?
I'm scrolling in my head, you know, who could possibly be talking to my neighbor about me? Because I'm pretty, you know, self-contained. You know, I'm not really... except for that woman that's now my former friend. I mean, unless it's her.
That's what Deb was thinking. It might be her. She said that.
Yeah.
Actually. She said it was like the one from you confronted at the party, right?
Yes, and let's just all remember
right,
how super catty women are. You know, well, like for instance, you don't drink, but you go into a party like you do. You're bubbly. You're full of conversation. You know, men are naturally gravitating towards you because they enjoy your humor, this and that. And remember, you're getting judged by the female population. And they can be nice. I have a picture that I use in my training. And it's a woman who's got a very lovely smile on her face. And behind her, she's got her hand, and there's a great big butcher knife in it.
Oh, no.
And she's going to bury that figuratively in somebody's back. So remember, what you put out there is going to be judged. I don't think men do, unless you're, it seems like you're either, they see you as part of the maybe Madonna complex, or you're a whore. I don't know. Is there a middle point for you guys?
First of all, I don't know what the Madonna complex is.
Where
only Madonna I know is things like a virgin. That chick, that's Madonna.
Yeah, like a virgin, being virginal.
But she never looked like a virgin in the video of that song. So she said like a virgin, which means she's nowhere near a virgin. The guy makes her feel like a virgin, which means I'm a two-bit whore, but you make me feel like a virgin, basically is what the song's saying. And she rolls around scantily clad, which was beautiful back in the 80s because she was pretty hot back then. But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't
now
think Madonna complex.
Now she's
foolish.
She's got that grill.
I haven't seen her now. But, I mean, she's got
but
some
I'm
hard
saying,
miles,
you
probably.
Guys seem to swing one way or the other. Yeah, where she's a hot slut or, you know, like a mother figure or something. I don't know.
I don't think you women think you know men, but I don't think you really do.
You don't?
No, you don't know shit.
Well, I guess we know what you show us.
No, you guys try to read between the lines of the lines of the lines between the lines between the lines between the lines between the lines. That's what you damn chicks do.
Well, right
not
now,
everything. Yeah, anyway, back to Lisa.
You know, right now for what's going on and everything with my son and whatnot, I am leaning on the neighbor kind of, sort of, and we were talking and so, and you see him as being supportive and so that's good.
He's trying to give what he can to you. I mean, I don't see him injecting his own agenda at all. I think
not now, but
no.
You know, the pendulum always swings.
Yeah.
It's going to swing.
Oh, yeah. Be careful once your crisis has
passed. If you're okay with just playing with fire and ice all the time, waiting for the right moment, then keep on. But usually, eventually, you quit playing that game and say, you know what, I don't like waiting for the good moods and the good times and then having to bail out for the bad times.
Who, him?
Yeah. Nobody should. You shouldn't have to have a person that I want to be with this person, but I only want to be with them when they're in the right mood.
He wants to be adored and worshipped. She's kind of giving him that by turning to him.
And is that right?
Well, for her right now, yeah.
Well, but is it going to be good in the long run, though?
Well, I don't know, I guess.
I'm just saying, eventually that's got to come to a stop, unless you just want to live that way till for the eternity of time.
Well, you know, it's really hard when you get emotionally caught up with somebody.
No, eventually you got to fucking pull up the pants, pretend you're a big boy or a big girl, and cut the fucking ties. Or you live with it forever. The off and on.
Yeah.
The psychotic good guy, bad guy thing. What day is it today? Oh, it's a good guy day. Great. Oh, it's a bad guy
day.
I'll just keep my distance.
You know how many of us women have been married to that? We're walking on eggshells.
Was it a shotgun wedding?
Well,
you chose. You chose poorly, but you chose.
What you get isn't always, what you marry isn't always what you
That's
get.
That's true. That's why I advocate long people being together a long time before they actually do the tie.
Yeah.
Even we'll move in for a while. Move in for a while.
And
see what you got before.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah. And
anyway,
go ahead.
Well, and I do, what was I going to say? Oh, gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm still looking for a place to live, but everything's being put on hold now that he's my son is coming for a few days. Yeah, I was supposed to go look later today at this place, and I I've canceled everything just to be here with my son.
Yeah.
So the neighbor has made himself, you know, I was leaning on him. And I don't know, Deb, that woman, I know you said it was my former friend, but I'm also wondering if it's that other lady that, she used to live here before I did. And I met her, and she's the mother of the guy that owns this place. And I met her, and I could tell she didn't really like me because she used to hang with a neighbor. You know, every other day he told me they had a schedule that they would walk, and I think they still talk. I wonder if it's her that's judgy. Or maybe it's the former friend. Who, God knows. That woman that I just described, she's
if
dark.
If you were reading your own cards, you would know exactly. See, I take from the cards the insight that I can. Well, that's why I like to teach it to people so you can find your own. You can see your own life out in these cards. And what I'm just saying to you is I think it's the one that you said has some kind of mental disorder.
Okay. Okay.
That's the one I think that is kind
of
scary.
Right?
Huh?
That's the one you believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it just makes me sad because yesterday I grabbed a dinner with some people. Oh, man, I had so much fun. And then the guys in the group were inviting me for tomorrow night go listen to music and go dancing, where my neighbor has kind of invaded. But now that my son is coming, I'm canceling everything. I'm not going to go dancing. I'm not going to go listen to the music. And I had such a good time at dinner. And then over the weekend, I met this other group, and enjoyable all the way. Of course, my neighbor wasn't part of that. And then I invited some women out of that group for us to meet down the road, you know, within a few days to get together. And that's not going to happen because my son's here. It's okay. You know, things like that can happen all the time.
Well, you said you invited them a few days down the road. It still could happen.
It could happen. I have to leave myself vulnerable.
Yeah. Right. You just have to see day by day what time will tell.
I'd rather go dancing. You know, I'd rather go dancing.
And your son isn't the type that would want to go out with you?
No.
And probably not really. It would be kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
It would be weird.
Well, I'm not asking her to poop where she eats.
I'm just saying it's not, you don't do that. Come on. It's just, it would be weird.
Well, and I don't think well, we won't get into it. I just want to say, beware of that woman. I don't know how many faces she's got, but that woman, the one that's kind of, I think that she has maybe a split personality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be careful of her. I mean, I can say hello and then move on, but I can't control her. You know, if she's out to try to turn me to dust, I mean, that's going to be up to whoever's listening to her. You know, I don't know. It turns my stomach.
Remember, people that know you aren't going to fall for that crap. They're, you know, and I think she runs her mouth too much. And people have gotten her number. Yes. So, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You sat down with her, she'd probably tell you the scoop on everybody. And somebody is going to gossip about you.
It's typical.
She's got a lot of crap going on. And she, you know, she, unbelievable crap that I didn't know about. And I was learning about her, but I was not being judgy. I don't walk in their shoes. And so... I know she probably spills beans about herself to other people, too. But who knows? You know, if people want to take it and eat it and run with it, that's going to be their own trip. I can only say I didn't see it coming. I thought I was smarter than that, but I didn't see it coming.
Well, she's slick. Get yourself off the hook. You know, she's good at what she does, manipulating others. And... what did they call it? She's a, what do the American Indians call it? Speaks with forked tongue.
Speaking with forked tongue.
She's talking out of eight sides of her mouth, and I wouldn't tell her jack shit. Anything.
Not anymore. I mean, hello, how are you, and then move on. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't even do favors for her. I think maybe it's time for but yeah, boundaries.
Yeah, they've kind of severed almost all their ties, really.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. Well, I was the one helping her out tremendously because I was enjoying her, you know, where we were going and doing and whatever. But then, like I explained, you know, I just simply said, I ask that people call before they come, and then she threw a party a few days and then invited me. And so she played dirty.
She wants your boyfriend or your neighbor. We talked about her before. She wants to get you out of the
picture. I'm really looking for a place to live because, see, what we're talking about right now, I don't want this in my life. I don't want the neighbor in my life. I don't want to be tied down here. I don't like this energy. I want to wake up in the morning and there's peace in my life. That's all I want. And having him next door is very hard for me. And having that woman that you're talking about, I don't want to deal with these women. I want to go, I do have women friends that are good women friends.
Yeah.
So I am looking. It's very hard to find a place.
Of course. Yeah, and you know, when you have a love interest who is a pretty man, you've got a big problem because everybody's flirty with them. Everybody's doing what do they call this again? Body language.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trying to get him in the shadows so that he'll dump you and go their way. So,
it is what it is. I need to find my own place.
But Deb,
what?
He plays the skin flute.
If he does, I don't see.
What do you mean if he does?
I've never seen evidence of that.
Oh, for goodness!
And
God,
I am
Jesus
good at
Christ's sake, Almighty.
One of my clients got married, and I said, "You're marrying a gay man."
God.
She said, "Oh, heck no!" And that man would not let her get another reading from me until they parted in 3 years. Because he knew I was on to it. She was his beard. These people were from India, so they had that big splashy wedding, you know, that they have. And he had his stable of boys. go fishing. They went fishing together. So I'm just saying that this one really throws me because I'm not seeing that. I think he enjoyed swinging with men. You know, some straight men do want to get oral sex.
Andrew Dice Clay.
What?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, he said either you do.
Either you suck dick or you do not suck dick. There is no in between.
But maybe you
there
want,
is no both ways. There is no bi.
Maybe you want a man to do it to you.
It doesn't matter.
You don't want to reciprocate.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We meat whistles are blown.
Well, you are. Jim is phobic.
Why do you say phobic? Why
He's
am I
homophobic.
Why? I'm afraid.
Not afraid, but you're...
Well, that's what phobia is, fear. Then you're using the wrong word when you say homophobic.
Well, then you're...
You better come up with another damn word, Deb.
Anti-homo.
Could be
I
that.
Don't know.
It could be that.
Yeah.
We're allowed to not like some things. That's fine. I don't care if somebody does it, but if you ask me, I say, I don't like it. I think I would never... I wouldn't do it with a shotgun duct tape to my fucking head, but I'll just let you know.
Well, that's fine. That's fine how you feel that way. I find it kind of intriguing how men can be excited by another man's hairy body. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't know anybody
that can
do that. I don't
head.
Know anybody.
I can't either.
I like my coffee. I've already sat with a splash of almond milk, and I make my own almond milk, and that's it. I can't get my head around. And when I first met the neighbor, I said, so guys like having beard on beard? And he said, yes.
Yep. It ain't much. I'll tell you what. Nope. 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 No.
Now, what do you say about this?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here.
What do you say about this?
Lisa, a good friend of mine,
Lisa,
a
different one.
She was dating a guy who, she showed me the videos. He was working on being able to give himself oral sex.
Then he's a gay lord.
You know what? Do you know who Norman Mailer was? Mailer?
Yeah.
He wrote a book. I can't remember the name of the book. I think... Well, it was on YouTube recently. There was some discussion about it where he interviewed a dude, and I can't remember the name of the book. I think if you Google it, you might come up, where he interviewed a dude in prison who he said the way the dude was talking that was a prisoner, he knew how to do that to himself.
I guess he was flexible, I guess.
He could do it. There's some movie out there. I don't know if it's called The Brown Bunny. Yeah, there's some twisted kind of movie where they show an actor doing it. And he's like kind of curled up with his legs over his... I don't know.
It's nice that that person was able to get the label actor.
Yeah, well, right.
Great acting skill there, not bobber.
Well, now that we're talking about it, why wouldn't a woman be able to do that? If she, you know,
I think years ago I saw it in Penthouse magazine.
There's probably plenty of those ones that do that yoga that are
she
crazy
was a
yoga
contortionist.
Crazy. Yeah, contortionists probably could if they want.
Yeah,
and if you watch one of the Game of Thrones where they're having a festival, Game of Thrones episode, and Tyrion, the little dude, is walking with a big dude. And they have these different, pedestals, and women are on them doing stuff. And this particular woman was doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Ugh.
What if you're so good at it, you can't enjoy anybody else?
Again, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you shouldn't have went down that road to begin with. Why do you need to go down that road? Why do you have to do that?
Because humans are curious.
But if we're not. Our curiosity has a limit. I don't ever wonder what shit tastes like. I never have dreamed of it. I'm not curious. I don't have to be curious about every single thing I've never tried. Okay, and I don't have to be curious about it. So people say people will say, "How do you know you don't like men if you never tried one?" I don't like eating dog poop. And I know that without even ever having to try it. I just know that. I already know it. I don't have to try it. You don't have to try everything to know you don't like it.
I agree,
well, yeah.
You know, there are certain things that attract people. Like,
well, I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying I am not one of them. I do not want to be a butt pirate. I'm the pirate of the butts. Arrgh! No, I don't want to do that.
How about peeing on a naked woman?
What? I can pee on a car tire. I can pee on a woman, but that's not going to do anything for me.
She might love it.
Well, you know what? What are you going to do that at? You're going to get pee all over the rug or the bed?
In a tub.
Then you got. I don't pee in the tub now. Why would I pee in a tub with chicken there?
You're very conservative.
Why do you pee?
We
why would I pee in
the
tub? That's what the toilet is 15 feet away. Go pee in the goddamn toilet.
I do agree with Jimbo. You know, I have my limits for sure. I don't care.
No.
I don't care what people do behind closed doors, but I don't want to.
Yeah, that people are into.
Yeah. Like that Saltburn movie.
And if that's what they like, that's fine. But don't say I'm afraid of something because I don't like it. Don't call
no,
it a phobia.
No, we don't.
It's not a phobia.
No.
It is not a phobia.
Yeah.
I don't fear that.
There are certain things.
I know I don't like it without trying it. I already
How about fisting?
Like, I
Can
won't eat
that?
Snails. If I ever go to France and they were save me a plate of snails, I wouldn't eat it, even though it's supposed to be
Right, exactly. There's things that I don't need to eat. And I've already predisposed and said I don't like it. And I don't have to try everything. I don't have to try every goddamn thing to have my mind made up. I don't like it already.
Yeah.
You know, there's something floating around on social media, and it's a Jell-O mold pink, and it has Jell-O fruit cut up inside of it, and it's a joke. It's on social media, and in the center of the Jell-O mold, it's all puckered and wrinkly, and it said something about, I don't know, it relates to anus somehow. And
of
it
course.
Just looked like a wrinkled anus. I mean, it's
like a sphincter, Jell-O mode sphincter.
And it
I don't
said,
think I'm
going to
pick
said,
a slice of that.
It said Aunt Esther's Jell-O mold salad was not favored at the potluck. It was some kind of joke, and I showed it to my neighbor. And he said it looked like an anus. I cannot. And those jokes are going around on social media, how people will lick that part of the body. I can't believe. Or like when the dog, you know, jumps up and is licking your face, and then there's a cartoon that shows before the dog licked your face.
Yeah,
it was licked.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I have to tell you about...
You just got to hope that, you know, you hadn't done that recently.
Some guy's wife, her husband was in a high position up in Washington, D.C., yes, working at the Pentagon. This woman called me because her husband was playing around on her. I knew him. I have been drinking with him, but he didn't interest me. And I really, married men are just like, forget it. So anyway, she called me and she said, "Do you know my husband?" I said, "I do, but it's not the way you think." She said, "I'm going to tell you something about this man." She said, "He has a dog. After he has sex with like her or other women," she said, "he has the dog clean him off." And
what?
I said to her, I think that's not natural. You know, I don't think you should bring animals into it.
That would
no.
be
That
would be a very big understatement.
Yeah. And I thought,
there's a lot of
this lady, why would she want to be with a husband who's kind of twisty that way?
Yeah, her brain's broke.
Well, it's probably sad for her. Maybe that's why she was talking to you. She was sad and she needed...
He was. And, you know, these higher-ranking men are interested. I had the keys to the Navy when I was a journalist. Your jaw would drop if you knew some of the places I've been that nobody knows. I've been there. And that's why my newspaper was crazy about me.
You've been to the Pentagon?
That I did not do.
Did you go to the Situation Room?
Yes, at
the White House.
No.
Well, then come on, a minute.
I'm talking about things around here.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you go to the blue dress room? Monica left her dress.
Maybe devil with a blue dress on.
And these guys, the higher up they get, the weirder they get. Like normal.
That's pretty weird, yeah.
It is. And I think celebrities are like that, too. I've read some
stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of them flew to the Jeffrey Epstein Island.
Oh, yeah. And that's disgusting, too.
There were people's names on there that were all like, what? Say what? You know, some of these people were billionaires. I think Oprah was on that list, too, wasn't she?
I know. It's really, if we looked at who they really are, I think we'd all
Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein. She was big with him. She was hunky-dory, kissing, hugging him.
Yeah, and you know what?
There's
about
a lot of folks that had no clue about what was going
that
on.
That Weinstein, you know how he got ended up being caught? One of the women described his penis, and it was strange.
Unique.
It was
a unique formation. It's one in a million.
One in a million.
They said you tagged it. You nailed it, lady. No, he nailed you. That's awful joke now.
Well, I hope he lives in fear in that prison. I really do. You know, because I hope that he bends over for his soap quite often.
Oh, dear God, help me. Oh, help everybody. I can't even think about that stuff. Ugh.
You know what? Lisa does this to us. She takes us down dirty lane. And I love it. We should name you a correspondent for the show. And now I have to go look for that pink jello because now I'm in sleep.
Yeah, it was the jello that was not successfully enjoyed, or however they worded that. Aunt Esther's jello was not successfully enjoyed. I'm paraphrasing. And it shows the jello. It shows the mold and in the center. It was all wrinkly. It looked just exactly like the you know what that we've talked about.
Listen to her. You are such a delight. I swear. I adore you. I do.
Well, I adore you both.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's great because I think as long as we have interest, yeah, Jim, as long as we have interest in sexual whatever, it makes us be alive, you know? So anyways, did you ever read a card for Lisa?
No, I haven't even done this. Oh, shit, what is it? Oh, I didn't turn it on. That's right. Yeah, that's right. We have to switch computers.
Pretend it.
Harp sound. Angel bitches playing harps. You just heard the sound. All right, here we go. We got your angel card reading. Yeah. Because all is well. Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Yeah, you'll understand.
Yeah. We got to say goodbye, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa. We love you.
Take care.
Good night, sweetheart. And Rachel,